Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the men's room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. Bad jokes on the way. The return of 10 versus the FCC. Our question, what happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so it was back in 2007. It was my first deployment. I was in Baghdad, and I'm working an entry control point. And I'm the guy that's searching everybody as they get out of their vehicle. Okay. Right? One guy comes up, and I search him, and then I get down to his ass, and he winces like he's in real pain. And I'm like, what's wrong? And he just drops clow and immediately shows me how he got shot in one part of his ass, came out that ass cheek, went into the other ass cheek, and then came out that other one. So, dude had four bullet holes for one bullet.
Oh, wow, man. So, he got it right through the side of the butt.
Yeah.
He did.
Did he have a big butt for a dude?
Well, I mean, I couldn't tell. There was so many, like, haphazardly bandaged everywhere. There was just, it was just bloody, and I could see a couple of holes, and I was like, oh, man, just go.
I wonder if when he farts, he can harmonize. You know what I mean?
Sounds like angel singing.
Right, exactly. Like playing a recorder.
I asked him if it was Americans or not, and he said it wasn't, but I'm pretty sure it was us.
And what made you think that?
He seemed very guarded, like he was kind of scared of the line of questioning. I was like, all right, it's fine, just go.
Did it look like it had just happened?
It was pretty fresh. It had to have been a day or two old. He was kind of an older guy, so I felt bad for him.
A day or two? Man, if I got four holes through my ass, I'm going to somewhere as quick as I can, right?
He's probably using the stand-up version of his desk now instead of the sit-down version. He's probably got it all propped up.
I'm kind of impressed, though, that it went through, that it made all four holes, right? You know what I mean?
The fact that
cleared through
his
ass.
You couldn't do that with my ass is so flat. I don't care how good of a sniper
you
are.
They shoot the person beside
you. How good of a marksman you are, you'd still go through my hip. You couldn't even find an ass cheek. You couldn't even do that.
Even the sniper's like,
no, he's like, this is impossible.
I've been looking at him for 20 minutes. He does not have an ass.
Seriously.
He doesn't get it through mine.
Yeah, you got a butt.
Yeah, a little bit of a butt. I don't even know if I have a butt.
Yeah, it'd be tough. That's what I'm saying. Like,
but your body type isn't exactly like, oh, the tall, skinny guy?
Huge butt.
Well, I'm a black dude. I think they just shoot me in the head. Like, oh, everyone else gets shot in the butt. I just get
through
dropped.
The eyelids. What happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jeremiah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Congrats on 3,000 shows, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
So I'm usually one of the fat guys you see selling you guys beer every time you're at an Elysian event.
The fat guy.
You know, the fat guy.
Hey.
I'm going to say that next time. Hey, man, where's the fat guy?
You know, he calls the show.
Fat Jeremiah.
He's in the back. So when you guys did Red Fest over at Elysian's back lot at their brewery, everywhere there, all covered in concrete, and they used to give out glass cups. So one guy decides he's going to try to gather as many of those glass cups as he can, also while drinking all the beer in them, and right after he walks out of the back lot, falls face first onto said cups and basically becomes his own episode of Red Pavement.
Oh, no. Oh.
How many people were still there? Because I'm guessing this is toward the end of the event.
Oh, yeah. There was still, they were shuffling everybody out, so it was a good couple hundred people. So hearing that roar of, oh, my God, coming all the way through the entire thing and having everybody like, oh, dude, we got to get this guy. Like, and the guy's, like, trying to get up and walk away.
Well, of course.
But he's suddenly now a red slip and slide, and the EMTs are running over like, what are you? No, stop.
I was going to say, Jeremiah, there's a reason we have those EMTs there.
And there's a difference in crowd reaction. If you just hear, oh, you know the person's fine. If it's, oh, my God, Like, oh no, right?
Well, we'll always hear the little tinkle and clinking of broken glass, and somebody goes, "Oh no, party foul!" This was, oh my God, somebody just turned themselves into Parmesan.
How sliced up was he? Like, was it from face to belly? Was it chest down?
Well, it was like basically the top of it. It's like he landed and then kind of slip and slide forward a bit, so he wasn't also wearing a shirt, I think.
I'm not shocked he was shirtless at this point in the day.
Mm-hmm. Red Festival announcements coming any week.
Where red means blood.
I think he was fine, but they quickly put him into the ambulance, got everybody out of the way, because that ambulance took off pretty quick. But that's why they don't give you glass cups anymore at Red Fest.
Oh, that explains it.
See there? We even learned something
now
about
it. That guy ruined it.
Like, oh.
What happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me, 844-999-OLA?
And that had to be a few years ago, just based on location. But when we used to do it, it was in the parking lot of the Elysian Brewery that does our beer for us. And there was an overpass from the highway kind of next to this place, okay? So to set up this event, I remember we used to have a guy that worked here named Ryan. And Ryan had a lot to do with promotions, but he was on it, right? Yeah. He was on his ass, but if you messed with his stuff, he would get pissed because he put a lot of thought and effort into it. So we're doing the event. I'm standing next to him, and there's a great crowd there. Everyone's having fun. But where the overpass is, they hung this massive, massive 40-foot-long vinyl banner that says, you know, like Men's Room Red Festival or something
like
that.
It was really cool impressive. Like when you walked in, you're like, holy cow, they care.
We were like, wow, man, and that cost a lot of money. So fast forward a few hours, and now I'm talking to Ryan, and I just see his shift and his gaze shifts away, and his face crumples into just absolute anger. And he realizes when he looks up at the overpass, there's two guys up there untying the sign because they're going to steal the sign. So he's about to break out the radio because he's just mad. And I put my hand on his. I said, man, listen, you just got to let it go. You just got to let it go. Let them take the sign. That cost a lot of money. I said, no, it didn't cost us anything. It cost a company somewhere. They can get mad, but let them have the sign if they want to have the sign. He was so mad, but I did think, I'm so glad I'm not you, because you care so much.
Right. What happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me, 844-999-OLA?
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to live in a small town just south of Pittsburgh. And on the 4th of July, I was sitting on a buddy of mine's porch. And so we were kind of watching the traffic go through. And mind you, there was a lot of traffic 4th of July. They were getting ready for a parade, so they're trying to get everybody out of the way. Well, all of a sudden, you hear this motorcycle start up from a bar down the street. And he comes out onto the road, rides a wheelie. When he lost control of the wheelie, he slammed into the front end of a truck. Now, everything slowed down, so I watched his head hit the bumper of this truck, and he kind of like spun around the side of the truck. So, obviously, because it was 4th of July, there was a lot of fire and ambulance personnel and everything right around there. So they got him up off the street. He survived. The guy actually lived. And I helped the police officer get the bike off of the road so they could continue trying to get traffic out of the way for this parade that it was about to start. But it was horrible watching this guy slam into the front end of this truck.
I bet it was.
Oh,
yeah, there's such a massive difference between, like, you can watch all this stuff in a movie. Cars blow up, people taking a bullet to the head. And anytime you see something in real life, man, it's just such a much different sensation.
He's just coming back from Century 3 Mall. I'll tell you one thing, though.
We got to clean him up. That parade has to start.
Well, yeah, that's part of it.
Pittsburgh has one of the greatest fireworks displays on the 4th of July, just based on the fact that the way that the city is set up, you can literally sit up on the hill on Mount Washington and look down at the three rivers and look down at the entire, the skyline of the city, and they just launch everything out of the point.
I like everything about Pittsburgh except the Steelers. I mean, honestly,
they're apparently taking care of themselves.
Yeah, still. I just, like, that's my biggest problem. I peed on Heinz Field. I really did. Well, not on the field, but on the outside of the stadium. I know how that sounds, but to be fair, I really had to take a leak. We happened to be near Heinz Field, so they're like, well, you can go over there. I said, nah. This is for the Ravens. I'm going to go pee on the side of that stadium. And then two guys saw me and I had to leave quickly.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were there.
Wearing a Ravens shirt?
No. There's nothing like that. But I'm kind of yelling to my buddies that I'm there with, like, it's for the Ravens, blah, blah, blah. And I look up the road and there's two dudes. And once they heard that, just the looks on their face, I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and shut up and run.
I had a buddy that peed on the side of Cameron Indoor Arena where Duke plays.
Yeah. Peed on Camden Yards.
No. Ravens Stadium.
Oh, you paid it. Yeah, that's right. You paid on Pete on MNT Bank.
Yeah, but you weren't angry at the Ravens. You were just drunk.
I was.
And had to be escorted out of a company event.
Miles did say, go ahead, Pete, but you hate the Ravens.
It's all right. Man, oh, man.
I almost fell over, too. Like when the dog puts his leg up too high.
Yeah. I will say, I will not go through the complete story of that particular event, but I will say by the next morning, when we reestablished contact with Ted, I was so glad I wasn't you. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
We had an event. Ted got very drunk. The following morning, I got a phone call from Ted, and Ted simply said to me, Thrill, I didn't do anything too stupid, did I? I said, bro, you get a much shorter answer if you said, what did I do that wasn't stupid? Honestly, I was like, Ted, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what you remember, but it was the most unbelievably epic drunk I've ever seen, and you might be in trouble.
And my phone was broke.
But I don't think you were.
No.
The boss at the time, I remember getting into work. All right, so we just got a memo about don't drink at events. And so Ted took that. I'm going to drink 3/4 of a bottle of gin, was it?
It's one large cocktail.
And we get to this event. Ted is visibly drunk. The boss who had sent the email never quite saw Ted, but kept hearing that maybe Ted was out of control. So he corners me and says, hey, is your boy Ted drunk? I said, I don't think so, man. We can't drink at events. He said, every person here keeps saying Ted did this, Ted did that. So, I know he's getting sick, and he might be allergic to NyQuil. And I remember the boss looked at me and said, do I look stupid? I was like, eh. So when I go to work Monday, that same boss finds me. Now he's smiling about it because the story has gone around. And he's like, I really considered firing your boy Ted. That's exactly how I put it. I'm like, and he's like, everybody said it was kind of funny. He's like, everything I'd ask you guys not to do, well, Ted did. But everyone was laughing about it, so he never said anything to
you? When you,
When
you fell out of my car on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, when you hit, when I tried to pick you up, you smacked the phone had hit first, and it went right underneath my truck, but we were all dressed up, like I had a tie on.
Right.
But I had to do a push-up crawl, underneath because it was raining, underneath the truck, so that I could reach the phone but not get dirty. So, you know, like, I'm basically doing, like, a spider crawl.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I finally reached that phone. I looked at it and realized there was no point in saving that phone.
It's crushed.
It's gone.
God damn, that was a day.
What happened when you said, I'm glad it wasn't me? We've got your emails coming up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Still to come, bad jokes, Ted versus the FCC. First time for a few emails in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail.
Let us jump right into the birthdays. All the bitches want to wish a happy 16th birthday to my son, Tyler. He's a loyal listener, and would love to have you guys acknowledge him on his birthday with a little turtle wax. Your penis is too small, and an original fish sandwich. Thanks so much, guys. Cholos, today is my best friend of 14 years' birthday. I want to give Andre Graf a huge birthday shout-out. I want to give him, your penis is too small. And Zid Dirty Germans, love the show, guys. Thanks, and rock on.
Yeah, do not worry about that tiny penis. I have different places to put it.
Yeah, sometimes good things come in small packages, like those little fish.
Yeah, and are they saying it is too small or too swole?
Yeah, who decides it's too small? No one.
Bridges, today's my 27th birthday. My name is Dylan the Electrician. By the way, congrats on episode 3005. Can I please get an uh-oh look out and a little maybe Mickey and Goofy talking about porn? Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Uh-oh look out.
Well, gosh, I don't know what to tell you about that hot diggity dog porn. You don't really need it when you can lift up your hind leg and lick your own backside.
I mean, I'm totally into porn. That dark stuff. The kind of stuff you can't even watch sometimes.
They call it bondage.
Yeah. The FBI shows up, says, you sure you wanted to watch this? Like, I don't know, it was recommended by a coworker.
Next time you go to Disney World, ask for the latex Mickey. It's a different kind of experience.
Gentlemen.
You can hear me coming a mile away.
Oh, Jesus. It's my husband Caleb's 28th birthday today. He would love a shout-out. Can he please get the dirtiest of Germans on why being married to a cougar is awesome? Love the show, guys, and congrats on 3,000 episodes.
Yeah, this cougar that you're married to, the reason it is so good, she knows what she is doing in the bed now. Not to mention anything with four legs is good.
Yeah, being married to a cougar is always great. A, she likes to drink. B, she'll probably lose something big and she'll be upset and want to have sex with you.
Yeah, get some cougar gold.
Guys, happy birthday to the best and most funniest boyfriend ever. I don't know what I would do without his smart ass. Having a big old bong rip and the dirty Germans talking about said fine ass. Thanks, guys. You rock.
Yeah, I understand this ass of yours is very smart. We would do something, it is called the Einstein, except it is literally called the Behindstein.
Yeah, you know, this ass, I'm thinking. Just thinking about this butt gets me excited. Makes me want to, you know, make friends with it. Maybe drink some Rumple Mints.
Yeah, make friends with the backside.
Bitches, today is my wonderful wife's birthday. She's a big fan of the Men's Room. Her favorite day to listen is Bad Joke Friday. Ted versus the FCC. You picked a good day. I will be listening today while driving to our weekend getaway. Police salute her with an uh-oh look out, followed by the dirty Germans talking about dance teachers. Thanks so much, guys, and rock on.
Uh-oh look out.
Yeah, I enjoy all kinds of dance teachers. I prefer the Mambo number 5 and the Mambo 69.
Yeah, these dance teachers are great because this is the time on Men's Room when we dance. It's just like sprockets.
Yeah, when dancers see us, they get pure wet.
For this record, though, I hate that Mambo number 5.
Try Mambo 69.
That one I will try, but Mr. Bega can stop now.
Liquor and whores, gentlemen, and wobbin. Today is my beautiful girlfriend Cammie's birthday. It is her dirty 30. This year makes a decade we've been with each other, and I love her more with each passing day. Isn't that sweet? Can I get a big old Leroy Jenkins, followed by an Alan Thicke, uh-oh, look out, an owl hitting the window, and then you guys doing the birthday song. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Uh-oh, look out.
Howdy, fellas and Robin. I attempted this last year. However, you were all infected with a flu or something. Kudos to Robin for the email reply. My oldest son, Matthew, is 31 years old today. He's a hardworking young man that works his ass off and can fix damn near anything around the house. Give him a little kid face sandwich and the Germans wishing him a hardworking happy birthday. Thanks, guys.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, hold it. How old is this?
31.
31. Oh, yeah. It would be very hardworking.
Yes, I mean, if he's hardworking this much, maybe he could turn the soft pretzel into a hard one. Either way, you end up covered in mustard.
Yeah, gentleman's relish.
All the bitches, can I get a Leroy Jenkins and a cut that bitch off for my buddy Bryce's 34th birthday? I know he's listening, and I sure would appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Cut that bitch off! Next call.
Guys, I want to wish a happy birthday to my amazing husband, Dustin. It's his 37th birthday, and he listens to you guys every single day. Happy birthday. I love you guys. Could you please give him some dirty Germans, please?
Yeah, tonight Dustin will be busting.
Is it Summit?
Sorry.
So we think alike. We're both Germans.
Yeah, I tell you what, we will have a new salty snack. We'll call them Dustin Nuts.
Dustin? Yes, Dustin Nuts.
Yeah.
So you want to know what the flavor is, Miles?
What is the flavor?
Fritos.
Yeah, a little salty, a little sweet.
Oh.
Yeah, but the consistency of prunes.
I'll say hot day. But when it's cold out, the prunes become raisins.
Hot prune does not sound good.
No.
Yeah, you have not tried it.
It depends on what you're into.
For Tolles, today's my dad, Ed's 49th trip, listening to down to you guys in Louisiana. In honor of his big day, can he get a huge, big old bong rip and the dirtiest of Germans talking about being a forklift mechanic? Thanks, guys, and rock on.
Yeah, you will learn a new version of the forklift. It's when we bring silverware into the bedroom.
Yeah, it's like this forklift mechanic, man. You know, he's screwing things in, he's got sorts of pipes, and then he's covered in oil.
Yeah, and just like I can't believe it's not butter, tonight you'll be screaming, I can't believe it's not better.
Forklifts also like my penis, top heavy.
Here you go!
Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy, happy birthday to you! Birthday!
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm! Yes. Schweineflash!
I believe we have time for a couple extra emails here. Let's see here. Guys, what did you forget? My parents got married on my dad's birthday. I always thought that that was pretty genius. That is a pretty good idea to get married on a date that you can remember. Sure. Absolutely. He may have given a birthday, like as far as his day, but he would never forget their anniversary. Well, this year, I called my dad around 11 a.m. to wish him a happy birthday. My dad always answers the phone on speaker because he's hard of hearing and also because it allows us kids to not have to have the same conversation with both parents when we check in. And that is an absolute fact on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pass the phone around.
Over. Yeah, okay.
Tell your father.
Your niece wants to talk to you, okay?
She doesn't, by the way.
Your other niece wants to talk to you.
No, you're forcing the phone on them. We know what's going on.
Yeah, my nephew's 13. He don't want to talk to me.
He doesn't on the phone?
He's 13.
He's quit. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't care. He's 13.
Okay. I could hear my mom in the background, and promptly after me wishing him a happy birthday, my dad replied, "Thank you, but I gotta go. I'm late for an appointment." Yeah, he'd forgotten his own birthday, and as such, their anniversary. He had to run off to the store to buy flowers. A couple minutes later, my mom texted me with a, "He didn't even know it was his birthday, did he?" Old people are fun, guys. That from Brooks. Hola, Macholas, Feliz Navidad. It was Christmas Eve, and our family just finished with Christmas Eve Mass. Afterwards, we were headed to a Chinese restaurant about a mile away. It's a tradition and the only place open on Christmas Eve. We're loading up into two cars, our grandparents and our parents. There's my brother, sister, myself, mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa. Well, we all load up, drive to the restaurant, but it's after we get there we realize we left our sister at the church.
Oops!
Both our parents and grandparents thought our sister got in the other person's car. Our moms race back to the church, and all is good. The end. Guys, this is in regards to your question of your underwater story. The listener who decorated his truck with his extra bras for the parade reminded me of something that my mom did. She worked at a civil service job on an Air Force base. One day, she decided to adorn some high-ranking officers' vehicles with random bras of various sizes and fill the cups with water balloons. She secured them all on the grills of their car and trucks. They drove off on the base all day without noticing the added flair. One of those vehicles had one of my training bras. Thanks, Mom. It took until the end of the day for someone to notice. Soon word got around. My mom was the main suspect, but kept it quiet for a week or two. One officer was annoyed or embarrassed, but the others thought it was hilarious. That from Kim. And old Bicholas, the subject is my face and what got burned. A few years ago, I caught...
That is not a good way to start it.
Yeah, I caught my head and other things on fire while trying to be a birthday party savior. My friend was having a little shindig at her house. Maybe 50 people were attending at the time of the incident. We're all drinking except for a couple of people, and I was about half a fifth of tequila into the night. I was hanging out in the kitchen with a few buddies, including the birthday girl, when a group of party people came running into the house through the back door screaming that there was a fire that had caught the deck on fire. I ran out with blankets and towels soaked in water in order to throw them on the deck, which was mildly burning. No huge blaze by any means. Upon completing the extinguish of said fire, I noticed a small cup that had spilled over on the step of the deck, and there was water in it. Next to the cup was a small patch of fire, which was still burning. It seemed small enough to blow out, so I bent over and blew once aggressively onto the edge of the cup and into the fire.
Well, it wasn't a cup of water. It was kerosene.
Oh.
There was a fire performer who was doing poi, who had been doing this thing out back, and he spilled the cup of kerosene while attempting to light his poi. No one inside knew about it, and that's actually what set the deck on fire.
Yeah, poi.
So it was a surprise to me, to say the least, when the fireball engulfed my entire head and neck.
What happened?
And splashed kerosene all over me. Since this was kerosene, it remained in liquid form for quite a while as it continued to burn my face, neck, and my head. I closed my eyes, held my breath, and dropped to the ground while trying to cover my head and neck with anything available to put the fire out. After about 12 seconds of burn time, the fire was out. I immediately went into the bathroom and scrubbed the dead burned skin off my face and neck as best I could, meanwhile professing that I was okay to the birthday girl, who was hysterical at this point. After removing the dead skin, I proceeded to the kitchen and took 7 shots of tequila to keep the pain at bay while I was transported to a hospital. I shook hands with everybody on the way in, out, stating that I was sorry for ruining the night and to try to enjoy the party anyway. We go to the car in the driveway that was running. It was supposed to take me to the hospital, only to find the keys were locked in the car as it was running. The driver started the car and got so excited, inadvertently locked the door when they left the car to come get me. So I broke into the car, ended up getting a ride to the ER. 3 months later, all healed up in time for my NFL tryout at VMAC. Thanks, guys. Cheers. And as always, puff, puff, pass. That from Jason.
Damn.
That had to be awful.
I think we know Jason. And Jason was offensive lineman, correctly? Is that correct? Pretty sure. Got a tryout with an NFL team after getting half his face on fire.
They called him crispy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, okay, just unbelievable. Kerosene.
Right. Mm-hmm. Of all the things.
I think we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Chick, shack, macaque, sucks, shakes, at Shake Shack, and slits, shiny, Shirley, ship, shaped, seashells, sitting sheets.
3 times fast.
Shick, shack, macaque, shuck, shakes at Shake Shack, and slits, shiny, Shirley, ship, shaped, seashells, sitting sheets.
1.
Shick, shack, macaque, suck, shucks, shakes at Shake Shack, and slits, shiny, Shirley, ship, shaped, seashells, sitting sheets.
2.
Shick, shake, macaque, shucks, shakes at Shake Shack, and slits, shiny, Shirley, ship, shaped, seashells, sitting sheets.
All right, last time we did it, we got a win in Ted versus the FCC. Time to do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Time for everyone's favorite game show, Ted versus the FCC. Big win last week.
That was huge, man.
Yeah, it was a tough one. Wait a minute, I'm tired, though. What a long, long night.
But we wasted our time, Miles. Wasted our time.
We had so many good tongue twisters
last
night.
Not we, you, again, so many full good credit.
Well, you know, I was only doing what I can. Either way, we walk in here today, and lo and behold, we get a listener submitted Ted versus the FCC. And you know what we say here, listeners always come first.
Always. We say that all the time.
Except if we're having sex with you. So this one comes our way and says, Hola, gentlemen and wobbin. First of all, congratulations on show 3000. That was excellent. Well done. A classic for the ages. And I also want to thank you guys for all your suggestions on what to order when I took my wife and son to the Cheesecake Factory for his birthday.
Oh, we nailed that, dude.
Everything was amazing. As a thank you for your time, I decided to write you a little ditty for Ted versus the FCC.
Not about Jack and Diana.
Apparently not.
They already have one, man.
It is based on conversations that you all had during episode 3000 that still make me smile.
Okay.
He says, I think as you read it, you'll understand. Maybe a little flashback to that moment might help, and we'll see where this goes. I now present my first try and first attempt for Ted versus the FCC. And it goes something like this.
Breaking to McConaughey.
Yeah. Are you ready? Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit when she draws a diagonal ship. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, you have to read that one time through, then 3 times fast.
All right. Simple. Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. to draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit when she draws a diagonal ship. That's it.
Oh, that's it?
Three times fast. Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, plus sometimes she'll shyly sit while she draws diagonal ship.
One.
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit when she draws diagonal ships.
Two!
Shipmate Shelley likes to draw ships, especially shiny ships, and that are sailing in a diagonal manner. To draw these diagonally shipping ships, Shelley stands with her legs crossed diagonally, but sometimes she'll shyly sit while drawing diagonal ships.
Big win in 10 versus the FCC. That was not easy. No. All right, bitches, bad jokes coming up. 844-999-OLA. You can email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. Ryan Castle, the drug in charge, will kick off the bad jokes coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Bad joke time. Call now with the bad jokes. 844-999-OLA. But first, to ensure that the bad jokes last for generations to come, we first must bring you these rules.
This is the official Men's Room Bad Jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood. And what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call. And now, the Men's Room proudly brings you Bad Jokes.
Ryan Castle, drug in charge, here to kick off the bad jokes.
How are hamsters like cigarettes?
How are hamsters like cigarettes?
They're only dangerous if you put them in your mouth and light them on fire.
All right, that's fair.
Bad joke time, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, yo, welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Hey, did you hear the bad news about the Energizer Bunny?
No. What happened to the Energizer Bunny?
The Energizer Bunny was arrested. He was charged with battery.
Not bad. Not bad. Not bad. Why did the banana go to the hospital?
Why did the banana go to the hospital?
Come on, Miles. It was peeling really bad.
What do you call a chicken that stares at salad?
What do you call a chicken that stares at salad?
Chicken sees a salad.
How does the ocean say hello?
How does the ocean?
It waves.
It waves, you got to tell. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So did you hear the one about Helen Keller?
No.
Neither did she.
Oh,
what do you call a cow that jumps over a barbed wire fence?
Utterless. I don't know.
Utter destruction.
Ah. Why can't you trust Adams?
Why can't you trust Adams?
They make up everything.
Mm. Oh, here's my favorite.
It's a good science
You like
joke.
That one? All right, I'm done with that.
Here's my favorite one on the email. My wife kicked me out of the house because of my bad Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation. But don't worry, I'll return.
Why aren't dogs good dancers?
Why aren't dogs good dancers?
They have two left feet.
That is true.
It is true, yeah. Why was the picture sent to jail?
Why was the picture sent to jail?
It was framed.
Why, milk is the fastest liquid in the world. It's pasteurized before you've even seen it.
Oh, boy. Why is a baseball stadium always so cold?
Why is it always so cold?
Because it's full of fans.
My friend said he didn't understand cloning. I said, that makes two of us.
When are the strongest days of the week?
When are the strongest days of the week?
What are the strongest
days of the week? What are the strongest days of the week? What are they?
It's Saturday and Sunday. All the other days are weekdays.
That is great.
I knew you'd like that
week one. Weekdays. Yeah. Punk-ass days.
Did you hear about the guys that had the fetish for figuring stuff out?
No.
No.
They just came to that conclusion.
And what do you call a rich elf?
What do you call a rich elf?
Wealthy.
Hey, going bad jokes, Wobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified man and woman from somewhere in Japan. The story, it's a few weeks old, but it's worth bringing up. Just so you know, in just about every Japanese home, you'll find an altar with photographs and ashes of ancestors that passed away. And at the altar, the family members who live in the house, they'll say prayers, they burn incense, they make offerings and things like that for fruit or cakes. Like it's their birthday or holidays, and it's a very similar thing that they do in Mexico. If you saw the movie Coco, you know what I'm talking about. Well, a son went home to visit his parents, and there on the altar was a photograph of his grandmother who passed just last year. And when they came to visit home, they made sure to stop by the altar to say hello to the grandmother. It's just something you do, man. There was her photo, and it was flanked by fresh flowers and a pair of vases. But one of those containers was not like the other. It turns out one of the flower vases was, in fact, a flower vase. The other was a tinga. And if you don't know what a tinga is, it's a sex toy. Yes, indeed. Mildly shaped like a base. Let's just say there's an opening and a place
to fit. That's a high-end apparatus.
It's very high-end. The grandfather did not realize this and put flowers in there. So when this guy came home to look at the picture of grandma, he sees grandma and a sex toy. We don't know if he'll recover. He doesn't have the heart to ask his grandfather where he got the sex toy, if it was grandma's sex toy or what the case is. But
let's have been grandma's.
That's what I'm saying. It could have been grandma's.
No, it couldn't.
Why?
That's a male sex toy.
Oh, yeah. You'd think grandpa would know that. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So whose is it? So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Let's get a contestant online for profile. This will take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.